Vance swears in Sergio Gora's U.S. ambassador to India. By Nick Gilbertson on November 10, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance officially swore in Sergio Gora as the U.S. ambassador to India on Monday in an Oval Office ceremony alongside President Donald Trump and cabinet officials. Trump, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Turning Point USA CEO Erica Kirk, Fox News' Laura Ingraham, and others applauded after Vance swore in Gore to his ambassadorship. "I think it's a great testament to you, Sergio, that you got multiple cabinet secretaries. Erica Kirk, the President of the United States. This crowd will not turn out for just anybody, but it turned out for Sergio Gore," Vance said. Gore, who is also the special envoy to South and Central Asia, moves into the roles after serving as the director of the White House Office of Presidential Personnel since January. "As my director of Office of Presidential Personnel from the early days of transition, Sergio's leadership was essential to fulfilling the historic mandate entrusted to us by the American people, and that's what we've done," Trump said. "We hired 4,000 appointees across every federal department in record time, including over 1,000 appointments on day one. So before we even got started, we had over 1,000 people working for us," he added. Trump also acknowledged Gore's work during the presidential campaign, during which he led Right for America, a pro-Trump super PAC, and noted that Gore was the CEO of Winning Team Publishing, which published letters to Trump and Save America. "I look forward to enhancing the relationship between our two nations. But again, thank you for entrusting me with this position, and I look forward to doing a great job for you," Gore said. He also commended Trump on his achievements since returning to office, contending that what Trump will accomplish by the end of his term will be unmatched by future presidents. "What you have achieved in 10 months has been historic, has surpassed any other presidency, and I fully believe what you will achieve in the next 3 years will never be beaten," he said.